Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner Ministries is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And I encourage you, amen, on this day, if you want to be a part of this ministry, to go ahead and hit her up on Facebook. You can hit them right now. Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse, who's a husband, yes, the pastor, amen, glory to God. You can hit them up both on Facebook and let them know that you're interested in becoming a part of this ministry. You can go ahead and hit them up right now. I guarantee they'll hit you right back, glory to God. We thank God for both of them, amen, who teaches and preaches the word of God, who prophesies the word of God, who gives you the word of God. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us. You know, I wasn't going to reiterate this, but only last week we spoke about 50 people that were supposed to come and be a part of this ministry. Well, that door is still open because God brought it back to my remembrance. So I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way. That door is still open. Apostle and pastor, they do personal counseling, they do mentoring, teaching, amen, glory to God, whatever the need may be. So I encourage you to hit them up and let them know what you need, glory to God. You know, so many times, you know, some people you can't even touch. You can't even call them, glory to God. You know, you have to go through certain channels, and by the time you turn the dial and go through those channels, you be just about forgot what you wanted. Amen, glory to God. But I can guarantee you, you can get a personal touch from Apostle Yvonne Rouse, amen, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, T-Bone, let them know what you need, glory to God. Because the doors are open, and, you know, he didn't make no mistake when he said 50 people, glory to God. You know who you are. Amen. I'll just say it like that. You know exactly who you are. But there are some things that you're not ready to cut loose yet because you're trying, you know, you can't be everybody's friend, glory to God. You know, Jesus is the best friend you could ever have. That's the best door you can ever have to be open for you, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen. You have to sometimes cut the world system loose. Amen. And begin to serve God, whether nobody wants to come or not. You got to go if you have to go all by yourself. And with all that said, amen, I encourage you again to come on in where your fit is. Amen. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, we have something on Monday we call Moments in the Spirit. It's done by Minister Michelle Wilson, who does an awesome job. It's a one-minute clip. Amen. It will jumpstart your Monday. Amen. It will help you get through any hump day that you need to get to. Amen. Glory to God. You see, sometimes it's hard for you to get out of bed. But, you know, when you think about the goodness of God and you begin to play this message on Monday, it'll make you get up. It'll stir you in your spirit and let you know, hey, all is well. Get up. Let's go. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And it's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. And it only costs, you can't pay for the word. But we're only asking for a donation of $25 or more to receive the Moments in this Spirit. But it's an awesome, awesome clip. Glory to God. And then we move on down just a little bit further, and we have our midweek map. It's done by Sister Sheila Leverett. If y'all have missed this, you have missed a treat. It's an awesome, awesome, amen, one-minute clip done by Sister Sheila. Amen. She goes all out in it. Amen. She breaks it down to you. It can't be no simpler. Glory to God. And I encourage you, for $25, you can't beat that. Come on now. You can't beat it. Glory to God. You know, as you go and you buy the $5 combo and, you know, some got the nerve, hey, I'm going to supersize it. I deserve it. I work hard. I supersize it. So I encourage you to come on, amen, and get in on the ground floor and receive Moments in the Spirit and receive the midweek manna, amen, done by these two awesome ministers. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, on Tuesday, Apostle, amen, and Pastor, come on Tuesday night on Wild Radio, amen, And the time of the show is 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Glory to God. And the link is also on Facebook. So if you, you know, but now you can't say you can't get in because the line holds up to 50 callers. Glory to God. 50 callers. So if you have a prayer need, you can come on this show, amen, and on any of the shows, amen, and click on the link and they will bring you in, amen, so you can be prayed for. So, you know, you can't say, well, I couldn't get in. Like the man was sitting down at the pool said he didn't have nobody to pull him in. Glory to God. He said, take up your bed and walk. Okay, take up, amen, your phone and call. Glory to God. And get in and let God be God in your life. Glory to God. Like I said, the lines are open. Ministry Lane's line, you'll have to call. You'll have to go ahead and inbox her, amen, and let her know you want prayer on Facebook, amen, and she'll get back with you guaranteed. Glory to God. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Saturday, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Worldwide Radio with Elder Askew. Amen. And awesome woman of God. If you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. All the shows are recorded, so you can go back and listen to it on demand. But I tell you, she walked a dog on that one yesterday. She walked a dog. She took him down through there. She brought him back. And she took him in the house and said, now you sit down and listen. Glory to God. But she did an awesome job on yesterday. So I encourage you to go back and listen at it because it was an awesome, awesome, awesome word from the Lord. And Elder's show comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Glory to God. And all those times and all those different time zones, amen, you can also go and click on her Facebook page and you can listen to the show on the web or you can call in, amen. The call-in number and to listen to the show, amen, and all that, glory to God, is on Facebook. You know, everything is done by Facebook, so you can go and listen. Amen. Glory to God. Then if you move on down just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams coming to you live. Glory to God. Go ahead and just text one of your friends and tell them she's coming live. So, amen, to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Glory to God. Amen. And my show comes on at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock, amen, Pacific Standard Time. And so I encourage you, amen, to listen every Sunday, amen, to Prophetic Corner Ministries, to listen to any of the shows during the week. It's ministry with you in mind. We do something all week long, ministry with you in mind. And if you move on down, amen, we have Minister Elaine Jackson on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It comes on at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time. So I want you to, amen, you keep it locked, glory to God. But I want you to go over after you get through listening to Prophetic Corner and show Minister Elaine some love. We're all under the same umbrella, glory to God. So I want you to go over, amen, and hear what the Lord is doing in her life and hear what God wants you to do in your life. Encouraging words shall come from Minister Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. We thank God because she's part of everybody's part of the wild team. Amen. We're all under one umbrella. So I encourage you. Amen. If you missed any of the announcements, you can go back on Facebook and you can see it all right there. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we serve a good God. You know, we gotta. And sometimes you have to just stop and encourage yourself. This is an encouraging word on this Sunday. You know, sometimes you sit around and you wait for someone else to come along and encourage you and tell you, you know, well, you know, that's a pretty dress. You know, I like that. Your hair is beautiful. You know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You know, I say, well, you've been sitting around here for a long time, you know, and nobody says I look nice. Nobody says I look good, you know. Hey, glory to God. If they don't, it don't matter. Now, this wasn't the word for the day, but, you know, amen, just go with me on it. Come on, let's walk on down Main Street. You know, even if people don't encourage you, learn how to look in the mirror and encourage yourself. It does not matter if they encourage you or not. It does not matter if they say it looks good. If they don't like it, that's on them. Glory to God. But if you like it, that's fine. Glory to God. Because you're not pleasing them. You who are you supposed to be pleasing? You're supposed to be pleasing God. Glory to God. If what you're doing and the steps that you're taking is pleasing God, then that's all that matters. It doesn't matter. You know, I don't know who it is, but someone is always trying to get recognition from people. So I'm just going to tell you, you know, they ain't gonna like you nowhere. You could be dressed in the finest clothing. You can have on the finest shoes. You can have on the best earring. You can pay $2,000 or $3,000 for them. You can have on the best necklace. So it doesn't matter. You can have on the expensive makeup, and you can have on the high-class perfume, and you can have all this, glory to God. And they still sometimes won't give you a compliment. But it's okay, glory to God, long as you like it, and as long as you're doing what God is calling you to do, glory to God, then don't worry about it. It's okay, because you know some ain't going to like you anyway, because you're here for a reason. You're here to serve the Lord. We're not here, amen, to make people, you know, like us. You know, if they like you, that's fine, amen. Just don't do nothing to make them dislike you, glory to God. But, you know, let's be God pleaser first, and if we please God, He'll show us, amen, the steps that we need to take and order our steps, amen, not to make this person just love you, fall all over you, but he'll show you how to meet every person at their own need. Because some are different, and you'll have to treat them really, you have to treat them kind of different. Glory to God. You have to meet people where they are. That's what I learned. Meet them where they are. They may not have what you got, but that's okay. You got to meet them where they are. Just don't try to act like you're more than what you are. Glory to God. Amen. Enough said about that. Go ahead and turn to chapter 24 of Luke. I'm going to begin at the first chapter, but first of all, I'm going to open up, amen, in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord, as humble as we know how, oh God. Father God, we just thank you and give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, oh God, let them hear the word of the Lord on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, Lord, let them hear, Lord God, whatever they need, God, in their life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, for healing on this line. We thank you, God, for restoration on this line. We thank you, Lord, for the infilling, God. Oh, my God. Somebody need an infilling, Lord God. Oh, my God. So along the way, they lost it. But God, you say you can infill them any time they ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, just say we have not come to ask not in the name of Jesus. You can get filled any time you get ready. Just come outside of your flesh and begin to serve him, hallelujah, and ask him to fill you, hallelujah, with his mighty power, oh, my God, fill you with the pressure of Holy Ghost over again, and he'll do it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I cancel all the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, trying to lead your people astray in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God. All those under the sound of my voice on today, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration shall come to those, God, in need of restoration. Refilling, Lord God, oh my God, shall come of those that need an infilling, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that need infilling, oh, Lord God, from the inside out instead of the outside in, God. Oh, my God. Understand, hallelujah. When God builds you, he makes you from the inside out, hallelujah. Just think about it. Come on now. Glory to God. When you put on a shirt, hallelujah, and you got it on the outside, inside out, hallelujah. Is that the way you wear it? It goes, hallelujah, on the inside, hallelujah. On the outside, hallelujah, in, glory to God, and you can't put it on. You have to turn it, amen. You have to pull it, amen, and make it fit. So that's what God does. He cleans you up on the inside out, hallelujah. Although your co-workers and your worker may not see what God is doing, but it's okay. You walk, amen, according to his will, not their will, glory to God, hallelujah. Stop saying, Lord, I can't do this, hallelujah. Stop saying, Lord, oh, my God, I can't go no further. You need to stop it right now in the name of Jesus. It ain't nothing but the enemy trying to tear you down from where you at. Hallelujah. God got a purpose that he put you there. Glory to God. He got a purpose. Hallelujah. Although you can't see, know that it's coming, hallelujah. And then you'll know when it comes because you'll feel the release. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know God will walk with you wherever you go, whatever you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So stop saying what you can't do. Because God will fix you up on the inside first. Hallelujah. It don't matter if they can see. Look, listen. Let me just help you out. Some don't see. Some know you got real Jesus in you, and they still ain't going to be able to see because they're blinded, hallelujah. They're blinded by the cares of this world. They're blinded, hallelujah. They're blinded by the sin in their life, glory to God. So just know, God working on the inside out. It does not matter. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get in our message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to start reading on chapter 24, and I'm going to start at the first verse, glory to God. And the title of my message is Rolling Stones Out of Your Life, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sculpture, bringing the spices which they had prepared and sent others with them. See, they had prepared spices because, you know, in the chapter before that, you know, they had crucified Jesus and they laid him in the tomb, glory to God. They call it a sculpture, glory to God. And nobody laid in this one, glory to God, only him, glory to God. So, and you see, they had prepared, amen, the spices, and they were bringing them, amen, to Jesus, glory to God. But they knew, amen, the words that had been spoken, hallelujah, and, you know, and so they prepared them. Now, let me ask you something. Do you prepare, amen, when you get ready to go before the Lord? Do you prepare, amen? I know, you know, when I get ready to preach, you know, we prepare a sermon to go before the Lord, you know, glory to God. Because you don't want to just shoot from the hips and you miss. You want to make sure when, amen, every shot, amen, a bow and arrow, amen, it hits the target. Oh, good God Almighty. So that's what you want to do, glory to God. You got to prepare. See, they prepared their spices to take, amen, to the tomb. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And they found that the stone rolled away from the sculpture. Amen. Let's move on down to 3. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, you know what? Amen. And can you imagine, amen, in my little head, they're thinking, oh, my God, what done happened? Somebody like Jamie got him. When they got there, the stone was rolled away. Don't you know God want to roll some of them stones out of your life? You know, you got some people hanging around you. Amen. He want to roll them all out of your life. Amen. But you won't allow him to. Every time he tries to separate you from these people, you're still going back in that same old rut. Well, I'm telling you here now, you're in a new year, 2017, amen, and we're in March, amen, the months are rolling on, glory to God. So when God wants to take you someplace and roll them stones out of your life, those that's causing all this trouble, those that's causing all that chaos, glory to God. Let him, my God, you know, so many times now you're living in the world to really just to please people. But understand, glory to God, we live in this world to please Jesus, glory to God, not people. I say it again. I keep hearing it. Amen, glory to God. So see, the stone was rolled on the way, glory to God. It couldn't stop him. Amen. You know, God ain't going to make it. Glory to God. If you want him to do it, he'll do it. If you ask him to do it, he'll do it. But if you don't want him to do it, then he ain't going to mess with it. Glory to God. It's up to you. Let's move on down. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. You know, it's they were perplexed. They were wondering, hey, hold up. What done happened here? This big stone was in the way, and now it's gone. Glory to God. You know, he wrote, somebody moved this. Do you think they came overnight and rolled his stone away, so, you know, so and took the body? They were wondering, glory to God. Let's move on down and see what happened. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? The angels was talking to him, you know, hey, why y'all seeking him in there? Hey, he ain't there no more. It's gone. Ain't there something, glory to God? And you can say, well, you know what? God, you know, Jesus delivered me, amen. It's gone. That thing I used to feel, it's gone. That thing, amen, glory to God, that stone that had me bowed down, saying that I'm not who God called me to be, it's gone. That stone, amen, glory to God, that had me, amen, where I used to backbite and talk about people, it's gone. Glory to God. Because Jesus, I'm rolling away, glory to God. Hallelujah. That place I used to be in where I didn't have enough money, glory to God, it's gone. Because Jesus, I'm rolling away. My God, that place, amen, glory to God, where I thought I would never be nothing, amen. And they used to try to take my mind off and stop me from serving God, saying you gonna die. Oh, my God, that stone right there, it's gone, hallelujah. It won't be gone, stone, glory to God. My God, let's move on down. He is not there, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee. That's Luke 7, saying the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and the third day raised again. Well, you know what? Amen. He had already told them. Now, it is something, amen, when you're told something, amen, by the apostle, the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, the prophet, but do you actually believe? Whenever they say, you know, you need to read the word daily, because the word, amen, as it fills your heart, and it comes out of you like a river living water, glory to God. When they say, okay, you need to read the word, you need to meditate on the word, you need to pray daily, hallelujah, to get them stones out of your way, my God. Now, see how he spoke the word and told them what was going to happen, but you know, when they went, they didn't think about what he had told them. It is something how they were getting instructions on what to do, you know, and how things were going to happen, but you know, you didn't listen. Ain't that something when you get instructions, you know, let's come on down and it's time right now. How you get instructions and say, okay, say some, then some. Ain't it something how, you know, and those are stones in your life where every time you go somewhere, you think you got to flip out their credit card. It ain't nothing but a stone because you're going to have to pay it later. Glory to God. Ain't it something, glory to God, whenever you go somewhere, you say, well, you know what? I got to have them shoes on. Oh, my God. They go with this dress I got. I'm just going to give them. But you don't ask God, say, Lord, can I buy these, or do you want me to sow somewhere, or do you want me to give somebody something, or do you need me to meet somebody need in a grocery store? You know, ain't that something, hallelujah, how we learn to leave God out, glory to God. That ain't nothing but a stone, because you're leaving God out, glory to God. You're leaving, amen, the main one and the main creator out of everything, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, she was telling me, didn't y'all remember when he told you that? Do you remember when it came, amen, the word of God came, amen, and told you what you need to do? Don't backbite. Those are all stones in your life. You know, don't backbite, glory to God. Pay your tithes, pay your offering. Really see, glory to God, and bless them, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. That gives you a word. Bless them, my God, amen, glory to God. Didn't it tell you that? Glory to God. And then they tell you, amen, don't be over there in another man's business, glory to God. Don't want what another man got, all over stones in your life. Oh, my God, my God. See, did you listen when it was coming forth? Did you listen when the word of God was being prophesied? Did you listen when the word of God was being preached? Did you listen, hallelujah, when the word of God was being prayed over? Did you listen when you was in Bible study, writing the word down, hallelujah? And he said, write it down, amen. Write the vision, make it plain. Now, he said, write it down because you're going to need it one day. Did you listen, hallelujah? Glory to God. Now you see here, amen, glory to God. If they had remembered what he told them, they would have known what happened, glory to God, prior to that, glory to God. So when he told them what was going to happen, he told them it was coming, hallelujah. They were what they were going to do, hallelujah, to him, glory to God. But they didn't really listen, because if they did, they would have known when they got there what had happened. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 8. And they remembered his words, lay long, glory to God, and returned from the sculpture and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Let's move on down to 10. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. See? When they finally remembered, amen, glory to God, hold up, now we remember when he said it. Okay now, hallelujah. We remember after all that, amen. But see, it wasn't paying close attention. You know, whenever that word is in you, glory to God, it can't do nothing but come up out you, glory to God. That's why whenever you're getting a word from your apostle, your pastor, whoever you're getting it from, glory to God, write it down, glory to God. Write it down, and you can go back, amen. Because what I learned, when I write that word down, it stays with me better, glory to God. Once I write it down, it seals the deal. And it's going to come back up later. I'll be like, okay, because I can hear it, amen, in my spirit once I've written it down, glory to God. I ain't say write it and forget it. No, it's going to come back up in your spirit, amen, of what has happened, amen. When a thing happened in your life, you just, yeah, they told me that. You know, I remember they told me that, glory to God. I remember, amen, I'm going to give you a short testimony. It was like some places I've been here lately, glory to God, and these people were around, and I'm like, oh, my God. It seems as if I have been here in this place with these people before, you know, and the word of God has, and the word has changed, you know, about how you can go, amen, in different places, and you can see different things, and you can be there, glory to God, but your body not be there, amen, but you'll be there in spirit, glory to God. You know, so I'm like, okay, I have been here in this place before. So that's why it's important, amen, to listen to the teaching that you get, glory to God. Because, you know, you're going to need it, amen. Not one day, you're going to need it now, because we're living in a time now where you need to save some, and you can spend some, but save some, glory to God. It don't matter the amount that you put aside, but you just put something aside, because he said, for mischievous times are coming. That means evil times are coming. You know, so he didn't put that in the word of God for nothing, because they're coming, glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further, amen. Then arose Peter and ran into the scripture, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And so, you know, Peter was wondering, okay, wait a minute, what? He was wondering also, glory to God, after they told him, then he got to go see for himself. But nothing wrong with that. And then when he got there, he started to wonder. Let's move on, 13. And behold, two men of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs. Let's move on down. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. They were talking about the things, how they had them crucified Jesus, how they hung him on the cross, and how they crucified him, and you know, they were saying he wasn't there no more in the tomb. Amen, glory to God. They were talking about all the things that had happened to Jesus. They were talking about it. But little did they know, glory to God. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Glory to God. You know, they were talking, amen, hallelujah. They were talking about the things that had happened. Glory to God. And so, amen, Jesus came along. Glory to God. Jesus came along, and he walked beside them. But guess what? They didn't know who he was. In the beginning, they didn't know. Glory to God. They didn't know who he was. Hallelujah. He said, what y'all talking about? Come on now, what you talking about? Ain't that something? How do you understand? Amen. If Jesus was there walking with them and listening at what they were talking about, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't you know everything you say, he hear you, glory to God. You know, they say, well, I ain't the one that gossip. Well, you just did, because it's got to be gossip if you're finna say it. If you got to say that, then it's got to be nothing but some gossip. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't you know Jesus hear what you say? So you have to be careful and ask God to guide your tongue. Now, it said no man can tame the tongue. No, you can't tame your tongue. You can't. But you know what? You can ask God to help you, and he'll help you. You know, he just don't sit up there just waiting, hallelujah, till you say something and mess up. He be sitting there waiting on you to ask for help. You know, you got to learn how to squall out, hallelujah. You got to learn how to holler out to Jesus. I need your help, Lord. I need your help with all this going on down here, Lord. Help me and guide my tongue, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to be a better person. Help me, Lord God, to be able to give a word in season. Help me, Lord God, to be ready out of season, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to pray more. Help me to kneel before you, hallelujah, and give everything over to you, Lord. Help me, Lord God, in this situation in my life. Help me, Lord God, if I ain't got enough money. Lord, I need you to help me, Lord, and show me where I'm messing up at. But so many times, we don't call on Jesus here. We don't call it. Amen. You just go on through life like today's and don't call it, because he can't help you if you don't call him, glory to God. We serve a good God. You see how he was walking, amen, beside them? Amen. Let's go on down to 16. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. See, when he was new, he was made new. And that's what he'll do for you, glory to God. He'll make you new, I was saying, from the inside out. You know, people look at you on the outside, well, you know, I just don't like her. I just don't like him. But you don't even really know that person. He'll make you new from the inside out, glory to God. Them people, amen, that did not like you, don't you know, glory to God. It is a blessing, because guess what? God gonna bless you real good. If they say they don't like you, glory to God, then you know what? There's something in you, amen, that God's going to pull out of you that they don't need one day. That's what it is, you know? Glory to God. So don't even worry about it. You know, I just keep hearing that you're worrying too much about other folks. Glory to God. You're worrying too much. Glory to God. In Jesus, we should be worrying about pleasing. Glory to God. We should please him. We don't have to please people. Glory to God. But you got to do the right thing. You can't just make a man. You can't just pop up at the tongue every time you get ready. And everything you're thinking, you can't say it. He could take every thought into captivity. If you know that that thought's going to hurt somebody, then you need to ask God, Lord, help me, because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they didn't know him because he was made new. Glory to God. See, when he had the stripes on his back and all those different things, and he was disfigured. Glory to God. See, amen. Glory to God. Jesus made it. God made it. Well, they didn't even know him. Glory to God. They didn't even know who he was, and they was talking about the things that went on. Let's move just a little bit further. Glory to God. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another? And he walked in our sight. And the one of them whose name was Cleophas answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? He said, you don't know what happened? You don't know what they did to him? Glory to God. You're a stranger in this place. They didn't even know who he was. Glory to God. Ain't that something? They didn't even know. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him unto the condemned to death and have crucified him. He said, you didn't know what happened to him? Glory to God. Ain't that something? Well, you know what? Hallelujah. When he said all that, my God, they didn't even know who he was. He was, can you imagine? He's like, okay. Hallelujah. They don't even know who I was. So be careful. Amen. You know how I said be careful how you entertain people. Amen. Because, you know, some have entertained, how you entertain strangers. Because some have entertained angels and don't know it. Glory to God. You see somebody walking by the road, you know, or standing on the corner saying, hey, can you give me a dollar? Glory to God. Be careful. Yes, you do. Be careful. Glory to God. But if you see somebody in line, amen, at a store or something, glory to God, and they don't have enough to pay for what they got, and you can give it to them, glory to God, you need to give it to them. You have to be careful about that. Because, you know, you may not never see that person no more. It says, be careful how you entertain, amen, people, amen. Because some have entertained angels and don't know it. So that's what he was saying. See, they had entertained the prophet. Amen. Jesus. And they didn't even know it. Glory to God. That's what they call him. Glory to God. They didn't even know it. Hallelujah. He said, hold up. Wait a minute. So let's go on down. Amen. With the story. We're going to get to the end. Amen. Glory to God. If you have, amen, a prayer request, go ahead and press for one. When I finish, I will bring you in. Glory to God. And what happened, amen, as they went on down the road, Jesus pretended to go past them, glory to God. But they told him, said, hold up, you know, it's getting late and it's getting night. They still didn't know who he was. He said, it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is almost down, glory to God. So won't you come on in and sit with us, glory to God. You know, and you can leave, amen, later on, you know, you leave in the morning, glory to God. So what Jesus did, there were two of Jesus' disciples now. They were, know who you are, glory to God. You got to know the pastor, the apostle, the prophet. You got to know their spirit, glory to God. The evangelist, the teacher, know their spirit, glory to God. That's what you got to do. You know, you got to ask God to help you to know your leaders, glory to God. That's the thing about it. Ask God to help you to know your leaders, glory to God. You know, so many times you sit up in a place, amen, and you just is dry, and you got stones in your life. You ain't getting that because you're doing the same thing, glory to God, that you were doing, amen, 10 years ago. You're still doing the same old thing. So something is wrong with that picture. Glory to God. So that's what you got to do. Ask God to show you your leader. Hallelujah. You know, some people are afraid, amen, to ask God certain things. You know, that's just how it is. Glory to God. You don't want to ask God certain things. So, Lord, show me my leaders. Lord, help me, Lord, to know my leaders better. Help me, Lord God, to learn my leaders, Lord. Help me, Lord. But see, you don't want to ask God those things. You easy to ask for money, cars, land, men, women, jobs, amen. All that, yes, you do. Glory to God. But don't you know when you ask God, God, to help your leaders, that anointing will flow, amen. If that's where he wants you to be and that's where he desires you to be, then that anointing will flow from the head down and all that stuff will fall on you automatically. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to get something on the inside out first. Let's move just a little bit further. Amen. In the story here. Amen. And when he told him, okay, you know, he pretended he was going to go past them, but he didn't. Amen. They were his disciples. It says, glory to God. The word of God says. Amen. So he went on and he sat with them. And once he started sitting with them and he started breaking the bread and giving them bread. Amen. Glory to God. And he started communing with them. Then they realized who he was. Now, ain't that something, glory to God? They realized who he was. And when they realized who he was, glory to God, amen, it says he vanished, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's why I tell you on this day, hallelujah, Jesus, God is going to roll those stones out of your life. Just like he rolled a stone away and Jesus got up, you getting ready to get up, hallelujah. You're going to get up, hallelujah. It's time for you to move out, hallelujah. You know, yes, he said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Oh, yes, 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 glory to God. But God's going to roll that stone out of your life. You're going to get up and be something more, hallelujah, glory to God. Just because he called you to be, amen, at that point, that don't mean you can't go no higher. All them stones in your life, all that light that's been in your life all the years, all that cuss has been in your mouth all the years, God's going to roll them stones away on today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so you can go forward, hallelujah, my God, just know who Jesus is, hallelujah, yes, God, hallelujah, know your leaders, hallelujah, who they are, amen, when they tell you something, know the voice of the prophet, know the voice of the teacher, know the voice of the evangelist, know the voice of the preacher, in the name of Jesus, you got to know who they are in your life, glory to God. You can't walk haphazardly, glory to God, in this lifetime. Hallelujah. My God, you got to know, you got to know, you got to know. God is bringing deliverance on this land on today. If you receive it, you got to hold your hands up and say, Lord, receive, I receive it, Lord God. Roll all those stones out of my life so I can serve you to the fullest in the name of Jesus. So I'll know you in a more, Lord God, better way, hallelujah. So I can know your very heartbeat. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. It's time off for playing in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I know so many times you hear people preaching and they're teaching and I hear you, hallelujah. You know you receive, you get the word, hallelujah, on the line on today, but you do nothing with it, glory to God. Well, it's up to you, hallelujah, because understand, he ain't going to force himself on you, glory to God. He ain't going to do it, hallelujah. He said, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. So every tub, I always heard my mom and dad say, every tub got to sit on their own bottom, so that means you got to seek God for yourself. Glory to God. It's time out for play. Hallelujah. When you leave this light on the day, you won't be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God's going to stir you in your spirit. Hallelujah. He's going to show you some stuff. Hallelujah. He's going to show you some things that ain't right. Hallelujah. Now it's up to you, hallelujah, to get rid of them. Because if you don't get rid of them, hallelujah, he's going to uncover them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to ask him to help you with it. Glory to God. Don't keep being the same. Don't keep going down the same dark alley that you went in, hallelujah, for the last 10 years. Hallelujah. Don't you want to see some light shining in that alley? Don't you want God to roll a stone away? Hallelujah. So you can begin to serve him and walk right and talk right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to roll them away? My God, my God. He want to roll them away so he can see. Hallelujah. So you can see what how good he is. Glory to God. You know, and so many times, sometimes people question, and you know, it has been a question of mine, but I learned better. Glory to God. I said, okay, Lord. Now, here, these people in the world are living better than I am. Now, Lord, I know better. You know what I'm saying? I said, but they say you reign on the just as well as the unjust. Understand where you are spiritually and understand what they need to get because you are already there. Hallelujah. So you know what? When they get there, it's going to be like they got a hole in the bucket. Something will always happen. But if you on the hill and you already got, you get your glory to God, you're going to know how to act. You're going to know what to do with it. Glory to God. You're going to know that you got the soul. You're going to know that you got the seed. You're going to know how to save. You're going to know how to give. You're going to know how to treat others do, everything that you get, hallelujah, that's going to be going out like you got a hole in your bucket. My God, my God. So I encourage you on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Allow God to be God and roll your stones away. Glory to God. Know who your leaders is. Know who you serve. Know who you're under. Glory to God. It's a mandate, hallelujah, that we serve the Lord thy God, hallelujah. We got to serve him to the fullest, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just haphazardly, well, you know, I give him a little praise over here, and I give him a little 5 minutes over here. Glory to God. Now, I'm telling you now, because you see, amen, you can see the times are changing, and time is winding near. You can see how many stores are closing. Glory to God. Look at the things that are happening around you. Look how the stores are closing. Amen. 165 over here. 185 over here. Glory to God. The stores and things are closing. People are losing their jobs. Glory to God. You know, when you can go in a store, amen, and I have went in stores, and I'm like, oh, my God. Lord, my God. And then other people want to come in and purchase stuff from these people, and then they want to ask, oh, Lord, my God. I said, wait a minute. Hold up. We know these people's going to lose their job. Don't treat them like this, because that could be what they're going through. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that they need to be nasty or ugly to you, but glory to God, they're going to lose their job. Where is your compassion? Jesus had compassion for the lost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So you can't do that when you go in a store. Glory to God. You just say, okay, Lord, I thank you. Lord, help them. Bless them, Lord, and help them to have a good day. And you ain't got to let them talk to you any kind of way. You can just ask them, hey, you okay? Is everything all right? And I guarantee you, when your spirit touched them, glory to God, when you speak it and it touched them, then they'll calm down and give you what you want and tell you and show you what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I've done it too many times. So you can't go in a store being all huffy and puffy. Glory to God with these people. My God, my God. Because I've went in stores and I've seen how people have treated these people. They're about to lose their job. You know, and some of them are not believers. Glory to God. So, you know, they are not believers, so they ain't thinking about Jesus right then. Glory to God. They're not thinking about he's going to be able to take care of them and meet their needs. So you have to be careful when you go in the store. Amen. Be careful, amen, when you treat people like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The line is now open. Amen. For prayer, anybody that needs prayer this time, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. If you're needing prayer, press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to pray, amen, some things that God is laying on my heart to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I speak to release. Oh, my God. Someone, hallelujah, is waiting on some money. Hallelujah. And they're trying to hold it up. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak to release on it right now. In the name of Jesus. I said, Satan, get your hands off right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, release it to him, Lord. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. It's already released. Hallelujah. It's already released. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He was saying that it had to go across the board. It don't have to go across nothing. That's just the way they work. Hallelujah. It's going to just go ahead, amen, and go in the mailbox. That's all they need to do. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I hear the Lord saying self-righteousness. You have to be careful about that self-righteousness stuff. As long as you are righteous, you don't bother you about nobody else. But you should be, amen, to win the loss. Stop being self-righteous. Win the loss. Hallelujah. It's not about you. Hallelujah. It's about winning the loss. We're placed in this world, hallelujah, to become, hallelujah, God's servant, to go out and reach others, hallelujah. There are some that you'll be able to touch. There are some that someone else is going to touch. So I tell you today, hallelujah, those that you can touch, touch them. Don't be self-righteousness. You can't be self-righteous, glory to God. It's all about myself, amen, and my righteousness and nobody else. Will you ever pray for others, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to spend time in prayer, hallelujah, and pray for others. in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind that spirit, Lord God. Father God, let them, Lord God, come in, Lord, and serve you and be able to pray for others, God. That self-righteous, I bind that self-righteous spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cast it back into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, it shall not raise its ugly head anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Someone on this line has been real bitter lately. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, you've been bitter. You've been real bitter. Hallelujah. You've been treating people like, amen, like they're doormats. He said, you've been bitter. Hallelujah. He just said, pure bitterness. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, you got to ask for forgiveness on that thing and ask, you know, me to help you forgive them. Just forgive them and move on. Hallelujah. You can't be bitter. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to forgive, hallelujah, because if you don't forgive them, then he can't forgive you, hallelujah. So you want God's blessings over your life. It don't matter what they did. It don't matter how they did it. He said, stop being bitter. It's just a bitter taste in my mouth. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. So I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, help them, Lord God, in their mind, Lord. Help them, Lord God, to become who you want them to become. Let them learn how to forgive. Let them be like water on a duck back. Let it roll off, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you didn't come to make us bitter, but to make us better. Lord, and whether you're speaking to on this line on today, God, Father God, I ask you to heal them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Amen. You can't be bitter. Hallelujah. You just can't be bitter. Hallelujah. You can't grow being bitter. You can't grow being bitter. Hallelujah. Because we serve a God who wants to make you better and not bitter. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I hear somebody's been having a dysfunctional heartbeat. Hallelujah. That's just how I heard it. A dysfunctional heartbeat. Glory to God. Well, we're going to pray for that thing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been going through, hallelujah. You've been going through, hallelujah. And you've been having your heart rhythm has not been, it ain't been beating like it should. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray, hallelujah, right now for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray that God will fix that. He'll go in. Amen. Don't you know God is a surgeon? Amen. It ain't nothing too hard for him. You've been having a dysfunctional heartbeat. Glory to God. Your heart's been awful rhythm here lately. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God. You are the surgeon, Lord God. Father God, we know you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you go in and do a work on their heart, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God. You are, Lord God. Amen. Glory to God. Who you are. We know you, Lord God. You said, Lord God, you'll bring healing to the soul. You'll bring healing to the body because you made this vessel, Lord God. So we ask you, God, to do a work on our heart right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. And you ought to feel that release because I did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve a good God. Although you didn't press the one, those are the things that God was giving me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to make sure, amen, you come back and give me, amen, a testimony, amen, and let me know if something that I called out was you. Glory to God. You know, you don't have to tell me your name, amen, but just tell me where you're calling from. Glory to God. And tell me if something I called out that you were touched by. Because we serve a God, amen, hallelujah, out of, amen, I can't even say hallelujah. Yeah, he just out everything, everything that was built. He built it. Just think what kind of God we serve that can build all this, glory to God. He put the building in man's hands to build furniture, glory to God. He put it in man's, gave it to man's brains. He fixed man with brains. And he gave them visions and knowledge, you know, to build this. They can't do it by themselves. Amen. It came from him. So I encourage you, amen. Allow God to be God and allow God to roll some stones, amen, out of your life, hallelujah, that's been keeping you bound, that's been keeping you from going to the next level, that's been keeping you, hallelujah, from forgiving people, that's been keeping you up all night, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I still see no one press the one. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Amen. But I don't like to leave the show, amen, without giving you the invitation to Christ. You know, amen. when we accept Jesus as Lord, amen, we ask God to come in our life and make us, you know, he sits right there and the angels are in heaven. Oh, my God. Whew, yes, Lord, rejoicing, hallelujah. So I encourage you on today to make Jesus Lord in your life. Don't just say it because you know somebody who walked righteous. Amen. Say it because this is where you want to be, glory to God. Don't say it because it's someone you know that you just want to get next to them, glory to God. You know, I want to get next to you. No, no, this ain't the kind of party, glory to God. Come on, man. Glory to God. Say it because you believe in who he really is. Say it because you know that he's our Savior. Say it because you know that Jesus rose on the third day. Say it because you believe the Lord thy God. Amen. Glory to God. Now let's go ahead on. I want you to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me for all my sins, Lord God, that I have committed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Remember, Jesus is Lord. And amen. And get in a Bible-believing church. What I mean is by Bible-believing, that means they're preaching from the Word of God. Take your Bible so you can follow along. They got so many editions now. If you don't know it, amen, get you something where you can understand it, glory to God. And then you can go, amen, to the King James Version, glory to God. But get in that way, you'll know what they're saying, amen, is on point and on cue with the Word of God. Amen, glory to God. It's simple, hallelujah. And read your Bible daily and meditate on it daily and ask God what he mean by this and Lord, what you mean by that and Lord, I don't understand and he will help you. Because it says, knock, amen, knock and the door shall come open and seek and you shall find. So that means if you're asking him, he's going to give you what you need in that. If you will need something out of that word, then he's going to give you what you need out of that word. Glory to God. We don't serve a God that wants you to fall. Hallelujah. No, he ain't like people. Glory to God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Get in a Bible-believing church and believe the Word of God. Amen. And take your Bible with you, read it. And if you say the prayer of salvation, hit me up on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. To know who Jesus is. Amen. Glory to God. Hit me up on Facebook. Amen. Let me know that you received the Word of God on today and that you want to become a part of this ministry. And I will give you some more instructions. Amen. I'm going to send you right on order to apostle and pastor, the teachers and the preachers. Amen. Glory to God. Those are the ones. Amen. The leaders. Hallelujah. And they will help you and lead you and guide you, and they'll get you ready. Amen. They'll get you ready to go now and go out and go through that dark alley that you've been trying to get out of. They'll get you out of that dark alley and put you over into the light. So I encourage you, amen, to go ahead and hit us all up and let us know that you want to become part of this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead on, amen, and get out of here, amen. But I encourage you to get ready to listen at Ministry Lane next. You got time to get your coffee break, get your water break, hallelujah. I know, and get your plate break, amen, glory to God, and get ready to hear Ministry Lane Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries coming up next. She's going to give y'all some testimony. She's going to give y'all the word from the word. She's going to read it, and then she's going to dissect it. So I encourage you next to listen to Minister Elaine. You can click on Facebook, amen, and you can hear, amen. You can click on the link that she has over there on Facebook posted to hear it on the web, or she has the number listed also. So, amen, you got two ways, amen, that you can listen to it. So I encourage you to get ready. Go get your station break, and then get ready for the word of God being dissected. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and glory to God. We will see you back here on next Sunday. Have an awesome week. Amen.